Let's start a biblical Hebrew lesson today, finishing up chapter 19 with the Book of Ruth guided reading on page 206. Are we all ready?
Yep.
Number one says, Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Boaz.
Boaz.
El.
El.
Ruth.
Ruth.
Student number one over here, what does that mean?
And Boaz said to Ruth.
And Boaz said to Ruth. Number two, Shimi.
Shimi.
BT.
BT.
All.
All.
Teilchi.
Teilchi.
Leilcot.
Leilcot.
Say that again.
Right. Leilcot.
Leilcot.
Uh huh. Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Acher.
Acher.
Student number two over here. What does that mean?
Listen.
My daughter.
Don't go. To glean in another field.
So al teilchi is a command form, right?
Yes.
It doesn't mean don't ever go, but it means don't go now, right? If it was don't ever go,
would be low.
Would be lo teilchi, that's right. So shimi at the beginning, listen, was a command form, but it's a positive command. Al teilchi is a command form, but it's a negative command, but not a permanent command, just a temporary. Leilcot is called a what? It's an infinitive. Infinitive. So leilcot is glean, the first li is to, leilcot to glean. Basadeh acher, in another field. Everybody good?
I had one question.
You had a question. What's that?
Start on number two, shimi.
Start on number two, shimi. That's a positive commandment.
I understand that. Would it be acceptable to say simply, hear me?
Well, there's no me. There's no me. It's okay. Just listen.
Okay.
So to say hear me would be really non-literal. Everybody good?
Yep.
Number three, echoing please, says Vagam.
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 Low.
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 Ta'avri.
Ta'avri.
Mizeh.
Mizeh.
Vacho.
Vacho.
Tiyi.
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 Im.
Im.
Hana'arot.
Hana'arot.
Student number one, how would you translate that?
And also, do not cross over.
Notice that's not a temporary prohibition. That's permanent. Do not ever cross over. Mizeh.
From this,
meaning this field.
This field.
The field is implied. How about after the period? V'cho.
V'cho is and thus.
And thus, T-Y.
You will be
im
with
hana'arot,
the young women.
Okay. So in number two, we had a positive commandment, a temporary prohibition. In number three, we have a permanent prohibition.
Why did the authors put harvesters there? It's really young women.
Why did the authors put harvesters? They're just reminding you what's happened in the story up to this point. That she's gleaning with the other young women that are gleaning in the fields. So they just wanted to remind us, since this chapter is separated by a chapter from the earlier part of the story, where the story was going.
Okay.
Yeah. So they didn't put harvesters in parentheses because it had anything to do with the translation.
Okay.
Number four. Echo me, please. A naik.
A naik.
A naik.
Basadeh.
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 Asher.
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 Yik-zoru.
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 Mm-hmm. Vahalachta.
Vahalachta.
Acharehen.
Acharehen.
So student number two, what is a naik?
Your eyes.
Your eyes, basadeh.
On the field, so we'll be on the field, or we'll...
Right, your eyes on the field, the will be is implied. Asher.
Which?
Yik zoru.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yikzoru, the next word.
Okay. They will harvest.
They will harvest. Vahalachta.
And you will go.
And you will go. Acharehen.
After them.
After them. Excellent. Everybody good?
Yep.
Number five. Amarti.
Amarti.
Marti.
L.
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 Hanearim.
Hanearim.
Lo.
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 Lingoa.
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 Right, lingoa. We've never had that word before. Bach.
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 So let's do that one again. Amarti.
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 L.
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 Hanearim.
Hanearim.
Lo.
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 Lingoa.
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 Bach.
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 So student number one, what's a marti?
I said,
L.
Two.
Hanearim.
The young men.
The young men. Lo.
Do not.
Do not. It's actually not lingawa, because lingawa is an infinitive.
Right. I said to them, not to touch.
Not to touch. You. Bach, you. Right, the ba is part of the verb. Lingawa ba is not to touch. And that's not a commandment. That's simply an infinitive. I told them not to touch you. So they put this in here to see if we try and make a commandment out of it. And a commandment can only be a you form, right? You will becomes thou shalt or thou shalt not. Okay. We're on to number six. Echo me, please. Vahalachta.
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 L.
L.
Hakelim.
Hakelim.
Vashatit.
Vashatit.
Student number two, what's Vahalachta?
And you will go.
And you will go, or you may go. In this case, L.
Two.
Hakelim.
The vessels.
The vessels. Vashatit.
And drink.
And drink. You may drink. Remember, when it comes to the imperfect, you may or you shall is actually the same kind of word. It's just the meaning that you derive from it. Here he's given her permission. That's why they put it in terms of you may instead of you will. That's all. Number seven, everybody, says Batishtahu.
Batishtahu.
Artsa.
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 Vatomer.
Vatomer.
Alive.
Alive.
Student number one, what's Vatishtahu?
And she bowed down.
And she bowed down. Artsa.
Toward the ground.
Toward the ground. Remember that A is the A of direction. Vatomer.
And she said,
alive.
To him.
To him. Very good. Now in number eight, we're going to learn another word for why. There's more than one word in Hebrew for why, and this one's madua. Okay? Madua. Just like there's more than one word for ma, what. Okay. Anyway, number eight. Madua.
Madua.
Matzati.
Matzati.
Chain.
Chain.
Ba'enecha.
Ba'enecha.
Va'anochi. Nachriya.
Nachriya.
Right, Nachriya. Remember when we study Isaiah 56 and we talk about the word Nakar, a foreigner? That's what this word is. It's just the Ia at the end gives a relationship. We haven't talked too much about that before. But student number one, we're up to student number two, aren't we? Madua is what?
Why?
Why? Matzati.
Have I found.
Have I found. From matzah to find. Chain.
And. favor.
Ba'enecha.
In your eyes.
In your eyes. That's an idiom. Matzah chen ba'enecha is an idiom. Why have I found favor in your eyes? Va'anochi.
And I.
Nachriya.
A foreigner.
Am a foreigner. Uh-huh. The am is implied, noun sentence. Good. Number 9. Echo me, please. Vaya on. Boaz. Vayomer.
La.
Shemati.
Kol.
Asher. Asit. Im.
Naomi.
Acharei.
Mot.
Ishech. Issue number 1. What's Vaya on Boaz?
And Boaz answered.
Vayomer la.
And said to her.
And he said to her. Shemati.
I heard.
Kol.
All
or everything. Asher.
Did.
No, Asher.
Which.
That or which. Uh-huh. Asit.
You did.
You did. Im.
With.
Naomi. Achare.
After.
Mot Ishech.
The death of her husband.
The death
your
of
husband.
Your husband. Mm-hmm. Number 10 on page 207. Echo me, please, everybody. Vateitzi.
Vateitzi.
Mibait.
Mibait.
Avich.
Avich.
Vabait. Imech. Va'eretz.
Va'eretz.
What does your say?
Va'eretz.
Mine says Ume'eretz.
Ume'eretz. I have a note down here that some of the books are very different when we come to this one, number 10 and 11. So mine says Va'eretz. Yours says Ume'eretz.
Yes.
Okay. Molad Teich.
Molad
is yours the same Molad Teich?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Vatelchi.
El.
Am.
Asher.
Lo.
Yada'at.
So, since due number 2, you have a little different book. We will look at both ways. Vatetzi says.
And you went
forth, huh? From Yatzah, mi beit avich.
From your father's house.
From
the house of your father.
From the house of your father. Remember, in Hebrew, you can't do possessives like
right.
that. The beit imech.
And from the house of your mother.
There's no from, just in the house of your mother.
Oh, I have beit.
Okay, so you have a little different. Yours says, and from the house of your father. Okay. Ours says a little different. And then, va'mi'aretz, and from the land of?
Your birth,
uh-huh. Yalad is to give birth to. That's why molad teich is your birth. Va'te'alchi.
And you went.
El.
To.
To.
A people
or a nation, Asher.
Which?
Lo yada'at.
You did not know,
right. Again, that's not a command, it's just a statement. Number 11 says, Yeshalem.
Adonai.
Ma'asayich. Yep, like I said, these last two are going to be quite different. So yours is one more time.
Mach.
Okay, and the last word, tovim? Or do you have something else?
Mach al ma'ashayich ha'tovim.
Okay. So clearly there's a little difference between the books, but basically it's may the Lord reward your good deeds.
That's what it says. Basically.
So I would say that ours, they corrected the Hebrew a little bit to make it more closely follow the English. A lot of times the authors gets emails from the students saying, yeah, that's not exactly what the Hebrew said, and then they fix it. Okay, that brings us to the end of chapter 19, so I'm going to turn off the recording.